All right. Welcome, everybody. Hello. Welcome to the motherfucking podcast. I don't like any of y'all. How you doing? Well, I'm doing pretty good. I just bought some sage, and I just bought some sage smudge, and I just bought myself some probiotics, because I really do care about myself, people. I really do. As much as I say I don't, I care about myself. I do things, you know, self-care. And I went to a self-checkout line. I went to, like, one of them really, like, fucking, like, dude, man, fucking plant some sunflowers and grow your own hemp kind of stores, and it was great. I felt really, what's the word, assimilated at that store. I was like, wow, it's a bunch of, like, of the people that are definitely my kind of people. I was like, it was not white people, it's just, like, them kind of people, you know, like, just people that make their own clothes, and, like, have, like, really good hair. I don't make my own clothes, but I have really good hair, you know? But I dress like I make my own clothes. And it's nice, you know? I walked to the people, I looked at them, and I'm like, yeah, hey, yeah. I was like, hey, what do you buy? I was like, yeah, let me see what sandwich you get. Oh, you get yourself some kale, some arugula with some sesame seeds. It's dope. I was suggesting people what they should get, you know what I mean? And I give them a laugh, like, yeah. But then I got to fucking... Then I got the chia seeds instead. You know, just some shit like that. Just some camaraderie. Just some... Listen, I spent $25 on this, so... That's my insurance plan. I just take care of myself, you know? Because I figured, all right, I don't have health insurance, and I don't have dental insurance, so I'm just going to die. All right, that's cool. Well... Let me spend $25 on this supplement, and it'll last me 60 tablets, 2 months. You know, yay, it should help me out. Take one a day. One a day keeps the faggots away, that's what I say. So, faggots meaning, like, cancer and, like, gut disease and all that shit. Yeah, shit. Like I said, that sounded so fucking weird. Yeah, but I took it. I'm really excited to... I think I'm going to eat something and take it when I get home. Smudge my house. No, I'm not talking about masturbating. I would have said I'm going to masturbate, but no. Smudge with my shaman stick. I'm gonna smudge my whole house with my shaman stick when I get home. And I'm going to bring some harmony, prosperity, and some protection around my house. Honestly, I don't know if it's doing any of that, but what I do know is my house is going to smell great. My house already smells great. I just want to invite people over just to smell my house, because it just smells that good. Like, it smells like candles and food. Goals, people, goals. Get your life together, okay? Men, okay? Men, I'm talking to you, men. All of them. You're gross, okay? You're gross. With your everything about men is nasty. Just nasty. Like, really, you guys burp and fart and smell and touch yourselves, and then you touch other people, and then you just, your hair, all of it is just sticky, moist, you know? Bars of soap and shampoo, that's it. What? And this is like, ew. Men are so disgusting. I'd rather live with an animal. I really rather would. It's just so... The sinks and the mirrors that men use are horrendous. Are so... I've never seen a sink owned by a man that is acceptable. They are all gross, okay? They are all belong in some kind of supervillain's lair. It's, I don't even know. know if they notice it. I really don't know. So I don't want to be that hard on men. Because I'm like, guys are so gross. I don't even know if it's gross that they don't notice, or grosser that they notice and they just don't care. Like, they work, like, do they work around it? Or are they just dumb? Men are the grossest thing, okay? Women are the most... They never make sense, okay? And men are just always gross. That's why there's problems in the world, okay? Because men are always disgusting, gross animals. And they're just loud. You know, just loud, stinky, smelly things. Just, what are they? And they're hairy. Ugh. Men are so hairy, it's disgusting. Men are so hairy, stinky, and loud. It's, I don't like it. I don't like it, okay? I just, ew. But women are so insane. They make no sense at all, ever, never will. And I don't know if they, again, I don't know if it's the intent. I don't know if they are being diabolical, or if they just don't understand that they don't make, they're not making, like logic isn't happening, okay? So, like, man. Like, girl, like, women, what's an example? They'll make up a hypothetical situation and then treat, like, okay, so if you have a girlfriend, okay, she will be upset with you for, like, 4 days over something up, like a hypothetical thing that you guys argued about. Okay? I'm going to say that one more time. Women, they, if you were dating a woman, they will get upset at you for, like, 4 days over a hypothetical argument. Over an argument you guys had over a hypothetical situation. That's not making sense at all. It doesn't. It's frustrating. Okay? So with women, it's more frustration. And with men, it's just gross. Like, ew. And women, it's just like, y'all don't make any sense. Like, and me, I'm perfect, okay? Like, where's my place in all of this? I'm neither. I've transcended both stinkiness and rationality. I'm just I without problems, okay? But I think I'd rather go live with, like, a woman, because you can always just, like, you don't gotta deal with the physical ramifications. It's just like, ugh, you know. But men are so better. No. So, alright. How was your motherfucking week end, guys? Did you wash yourself? Did you wash yourself? Your shelf. Did you wash your shelf? Because your shelf has a lot of dust on it. I jerked off a lot this weekend, like, a considerable amount. Like, looking back, I'm like, that was only the weekend, okay, consists of after you get done work on Friday, and then, like, Sunday at 11:59 p.m. I jerked off so much between Friday and Sunday. God, listen, if I didn't answer your text, it's because I was jerking off. All right, that's why, and I'm sorry, I'll probably get back to you on Monday, because I was too busy jerking off on the weekend, and so, like, hey, you didn't fucking answer my text, and it's really important that I get in contact with you. I'm sorry, dude, I was jerking off all weekend, and I don't know, I must have a problem. So, that's what I did all weekend. I didn't do anything else. I don't even think I breathed air or drank water this entire weekend. It was just round after round, and it was a great time. What am I doing today, though? I gotta fucking write some music. I gotta transport some belongings to a location. What else am I going to do? I don't even know. Do I got to do anything else after that prior or not? Other than that, my hair is looking good. I'm about to get it cut. Just get the sides done. And hopefully next month I'm going to color it. I was really just liking the natural brown, but yeah, I'm gonna put some more color in it now, because it's fucking YOLO, you know, it's happening. It's growing in the back, which is nice. It's coming in nice and slow. I'm pretty much living my motherfucking best life, yo. My life is being lived in the best way possible. Okay? Alright, because, you know, fucking, there wasn't a joke there. I thought I was going to leave this on. So, guys, this is going to be a short podcast. I think I said everything that I want to say. I will assume my position as that bull. Just look at someone and just like wonder, like, how do you get out of bed with someone? Like, how the fuck did you get out of bed? Not in like a shameful way, but I'm intrigued. And now, obviously, the counter argument would be, well, if it's not shameful, fucking, you know, why are you pointing out the obvious? Here's why. I seen this man today walking across the crosswalk. He collapsed. His whole childhood, emotional, just life, just fell right in the middle of the crosswalk. I don't know if the guy was turning, some of them was driving, was turning into the crosswalk, or if they were driving through the crosswalk. I don't know what it was. All I seen was this man's reaction. He just everything fell off of him. His coffee, his keys, his bag, his entire who he was as a person, his consciousness fell into the crosswalk. And what did he say? He said, Can you give me some fucking space, or can you give me a fucking minute? I wish I could have had that as a soundbite, because it was so perfect. It was so dramatic. The delivery, the punch, the attack and release, the sustain on his tone was so fucking good. I was like, that's a fucking show. That was great. I worked for Uber, and I was driving, so when I looked at it, I was like, did you see that? That was a great performance. That was good. How did he get out of bed this morning? I don't know how he got out of bed this morning, because the energy, okay, right? Mind you, it's like 8:15 in the morning, okay? That is like 5:57 p.m. on a Wednesday energy, okay, that you brought to the table. That is not a Monday morning at 8:15 in the morning. No, energy is not that. So I'm wondering how the fuck you got out of bed, because when I get out of bed, bitch, I don't want to speak, see, hear nothing from no organic sounds, okay, when I wake up in the morning till about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. And then at that point, then it's like, okay, just, I'm here and you're here. Let's keep it at that. I'm still not here. By 1 o'clock, okay, I'm with it. I'm with it. Okay. Before 1 o'clock, don't be, have 1 o'clock energy before 1 o'clock, okay? This man, I don't know how, where he got it from. That's what I want to know. I'm like, where'd you get that energy from, sir? Because I need some of it in my life. Because that's a whole thing that I need. Because this energy I have in the morning is not okay. It's hard, and everyone else is, like, working, like, differently, and I need to assimilate into that. And I'm just having such a devil of a time adjusting. I looked at my sage, and I was like, I thought it was food. I was about to pick it up and eat it. I didn't even dawn on me that, you know, like, I don't even have food in my car. But I looked over and was like, oh, I'm hungry. And I was just about to pick it up. I might be retarded. I don't know. All right. But what was I talking about? Oh, this guy. Yeah, he had the energy. And it was a great performance. Once upon a time in Hollywood kind of shit. And I applaud him for it. If I ever see him, I'm going to have to touch his shoulder and be like, sir, where did you get it? He's like, get what? Your energy. Sure, sir. Wait. I'm going to stutter like that too. Alright, fuck this podcast. Y'all have a good one. I am about to just about home. About to write some music, about to work on some shit, about to meditate. And, you know what I mean? Gonna get it poppin', hey, gonna get it poppin'. Y'all don't even like that song. Gonna get it poppin', gonna jump!